estate documents up to date is an important part of our financial plans. And actually, a good solid estate plan is the last gift you can give the people that you love. Oklahoma has recently made some changes in end-of-life documents like powers of attorney, advanced directives, so it's very important to actually consult an attorney without just using a kit that you order online. Even though I know it costs more, you want those documents to be accurate. This is Peggy Doviak of DM Wealth Management with your Prosperity Point.
DM Wealth Management at 201 East Main in Norman, 329-8884 or dmwealth.com. This message is educational, not investment advice. Investing is risky and you can lose money. Talk to your financial team about your strategies before you implement them.
Zero. Scary old man on Indiana Jones, man. Get your posse. It'll make you laugh and it'll make you cry. But just from laughing, cause he's that kind of guy. He's Tiro, but he ain't no Dino, that's for sure. He's got a quick wit, but his 40 is slow. He's Tiro.
Or I couldn't get my accent down with family. Listen, I'm from Boston. We don't have strong accents.
I think he's a bum. I think he's an absolute bum. He doesn't know me. I don't know who he is. No one knew who he was probably until yesterday's comments.
Thank you guys from the bottom of my heart for making this journey incredible. And thank you for taking in a long, lanky kid over 20 years ago and making him one of your own. I'll be always grateful. Thank you.
Toby and TJ back with you, hour three, Tuesday, or excuse me, Thursday,
41
January 6th.
Forever, we love you, Dirk.
The Ref, the home of Sooner fans, brought to you every day by Extreme Outdoor Equipment. That was Brian Kelly, the lovable Aaron Rodgers, brother, and Dirk Nowitzki yesterday. Dirk Nowitzki had his number 41 lifted into the rafters. Yes, TJ.
Getting a statue, too. And he's lovable. So please address him as lovable Dirk Nowitzki. So.
He is lovable. Cool-looking statue. I like the one-footed step-back jumper pose for Dirk. That's a cool-looking statue that they're building there. All right, phone lines are full. If you hear somebody drop off, jump in. A lot of talk about OU today, football going forward, new staff, old staff. Where will they be better? Where will they not be as good? Sean, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Toby. I thought Dirk was TJ. I thought he was talking about 20 years ago a radio station took him in.
Take that with you!
Two things. First, real quick, the thought that OU is not going to have the resources, I don't understand that. First of all, Oklahoma Athletics is a cash cow. Getting ready to be supplemented by our new conference mates TV deal in the SEC, Oklahoma alone outside the SEC or Big Ten will be making more money than everyone else. The state of Oklahoma is no different than Arkansas, Louisiana, Alabama, Mississippi, and in the biggest state in the SEC,
Maybe a little better place than some of those because of the oil and natural gas industry, to be honest with you.
Right. Well, I'm more diversified even than Louisiana, who's more just tourism and petrochemical. But in the biggest state in the SEC, Oklahoma has a gigantic alumni base, which we've historically recruited well in and historically pulled a lot of donations and future alumnuses out of. Now, I'm talking about Texas. Now, Florida, Georgia, and Tennessee are big states with diverse economies. But again, you're on the same playing field with them, all things being considered. So the resources thing, I think you can compete with anybody financially and obviously can compete with anybody on the field. But I had a question for you. I thought that was a fascinating segment on the percentages you just played there with the OU deal. And I agree. I thought you both made good points. I agree with almost all of them. The one thing I want to go to the flip side of that with you real quick. The national perception of what USC's done fascinates me because I think it's like our former coach is all smoke and mirrors, myth, and based not on reality but a little bit on hope.
Sure.
Riley's never built anything. He was handed the Bob Stoops reboot after 14, awesome, and that's what he was handed, a machine. You know, he's having a hard time finding people to go to work for him, surprisingly. They didn't get the recruiting haul in this class. Now, he didn't have as much time on their dime as he did on ours to get that. He didn't have a ton of people follow him out there. I haven't seen a lot of portal guys that maybe we had some interest in following him out there. It'd be interesting to see you do the percentages on them. Because I think the national perception is way out of whack.
Will USC be better? Is that what you're asking?
Now, before you, the last thing, obviously, in some ways, I mean, they were 4-8. It's obvious they're going to quote unquote be better. But I think the overall national perception of what's getting ready to happen out there is way oversold and out of whack.
Let me start by saying this.
Sure,
it's not too hard. It's not too hard to fool the national media. Just need a shiny object, you know. It's like a cat. You know what I mean? I mean,
I understand.
You're talking about the Joey Galloways and the David Pollocks of the world, and even down the ladder from there. So, Lincoln's a big name. He moved to a big name school. He's won a bunch of games. You don't need to look much deeper into it than that. He's going to win at USC. I do think he's going to win at USC. I do think he's going to win at a bigger level than they have in recent years. I think he's probably going to make USC the team to beat in the Pac-12 again. And he'll recruit well. The question for me is, what do they do when they get into the playoff? You know, assuming we go to an 8 or a 12 team or whatever, USC is going to be in the playoff. They're going to win the Pac-12 half the time or more. So it does his formula work and the style work when they have to play the Big Ten. And the same question we had here, just same thing. So that'll be the interesting thing for me. He's going to go out there and they're going to do well and he's going to win. But I don't know whether they win national championships or not. I have my doubts there.
I don't disagree with you. I would just say we're basing the fact that he's going to go out there and win, though, because he won here, right?
Partly. I do think he's a good coach, but I also think the Pac-12 is a hot mess, you know? It's not going to be too hard for him to go out there and be better than that group of teams. Coaching out there and everything, I do think he knows what he's doing more than everybody else out there knows what they're doing.
Last thing, you think he's a good coach. Do you think he's a good head coach that can run a program?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That would be where we would differ in the long run, the semantics of that.
You didn't ask me great. You asked me good, right?
Okay, yeah.
I mean, I don't think you accidentally go to college football playoffs, and I agree with everything about him being handed the program and everything. OU won a bunch of games and played and won at a really high level for the last 5 years. That could go the other way. And the fact that he kept the train going down the track as well as he did should be applauded. He completely butchered the exit, completely butchered it. But I think Lincoln Riley is a good coach. Bob Stoops is a great coach. Barry Switzer is a great coach. Bud Wilkinson's a great coach. Nick Saban's a great coach. Lincoln doesn't deserve that title yet. I mean, maybe never. But is he a good college football coach? Yeah, of course he is, in my mind.
All right, anyway, thanks for your time, bud. Appreciate it.
All right, see ya. Cheesehead, is that right, TJ? Is that who's next? I think so.
Correct.
Cheese?
Yeah.
Hi, Cheese.
Hey, okay. Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, you know, we're just keeping it real on a Thursday. How you doing, Cheese?
Chopping it up with you.
Yeah. Hey, I'm a little under the weather, so I'll just get right to the point before I start
to hear about that.
Hacking and coughing. So, listen, I know last time I made a comment, every liberal organization wrote me and told me I was an idiot. But, you know, my opinion is I'm just not feeling Caleb Williams anymore. Just by that guy entering that portal just showed me that, you know, that brother's not committed. And hey, good luck to you. Hey, but that's all I got to say. I just can't respect you no more. And that's about it.
All right. I hope you get to feeling
not
better.
Feeling that hey, listen. Hey, Toby, how'd you like that popcorn? You ever bite into
delicious.
It?
Delicious. Ate it all.
Yeah,
it was great. Well, yeah. My feedback is it's great.
All right. That's what we like hearing. All right, fellas. Well, ciao.
Ciao.
See you later. Jeez. Yeah, good popcorn. He sent me some caramel popcorn. I think he sent you some too, right, TJ?
I had
caramel
the cheese caramel combination.
Ooh, is that good?
Oh, it's good. Nah,
I'll tell you.
We give him a hard time, but his popcorn, the company he works for, that's excellent popcorn.
Excellent popcorn. That's exactly right. I don't know what company it is. I'd give him credit, but I can't remember the name
I'm
of it.
I'm blanking
you remember
on
the name
it.
Of
yeah,
it, TJ?
I want to say Coco something, but I could just be dreaming that up. I honestly don't remember.
Cheesehead, text us the name of your company. We'll give you some love on the air. It's a solid popcorn. I'm not going to lie. Solid popcorn that guy makes. I think, one of the five bags that was sent. You know, they were small bags, TJ. I think my family ate four out of the five, but the one I had was delicious. So, Doc B's on hold. Let's get Doc in before the break. Hi,
he's
Doc.
Got a baseball countdown going on.
Yeah. Hey, Doc.
Yeah, but getting close. Yeah, but every second, the Redskins will be a new name for them. If they're in Washington, D.C., a new name for them.
February the 2nd, Washington's football team will have a new name announced.
Yep.
That's exactly
the
right.
The Admirals, if the rumors are true. The Washington Admirals.
Didn't we have a USFL team named the Admirals?
It seems like it, yeah. Someone's been that at some point.
Yeah, play Saturday at Philadelphia. Saturday, man.
There you go. They play Saturday. Why are we talking about the Washington football team today?
Just what's on his mind?
Doc, is that,
why are you getting on him?
Is that your favorite team? Aren't you a Cowboys fan?
We don't beat the Redskins for me. So I'll beat the Redskins.
Yeah. Well, maybe they shouldn't be. All right, Doc. So how many days to baseball?
I say 42 days. Is that right?
42? Something like that? Okay. You're probably in the ballpark. Doc, great to talk to you today. Thank you for the update on the Washington football team.
Mm-hmm.
All right, see you later. All right, TJ, I was putting in the I was looking over. I had already put it in, but I was looking over the OU baseball schedule yesterday. I was trying to figure out all the conflicts, you know, the games we need to get other people to call for us because they conflict with basketball, that kind of stuff. So I was going over the early portion of the schedule yesterday and got my blood pumping a little bit. We're not far away from OU baseball.
I can't imagine it stepping out of my truck today. It feels like a first game of the season when I've been out of the ballpark before. It's exactly what it feels like. But yeah,
they're starting down in your hometown down there in Arlington, Texas.
That will be a perfect, you know, 65, 70 degrees, whatever they have it set at. So that'll be good.
I'm going to try to call the Sunday game as of now anyway. They open with Auburn at 11 a.m. on that opening Friday of the season, Teach. Good news for Chris and Steelman. Plank and Steelman and Thune. 11 a.m. Friday season opener.
Well, bad news for them. We're on a network now, so I'll split that off, and I'll have it here on the local signal. But they'll still be doing their
for Chris
they'll still be
still
doing their
Man
show. They'll still be doing their show on the network. Yes.
Oh, I forgot the world changed.
That's right.
OU and Auburn coming up February the 18th, season opener down in Arlington, and then the next night, Saturday night, they'll play Arizona, and I'll be in Ames, Iowa, I believe, that weekend for basketball. But then they don't play Sunday until a night game to Michigan at 6:30. I'm going to try to get down there and do that game.
Michigan. Coco G's then, popcorn. Coco G's. Thank you, Cheesehead.
Oh, that's good stuff. Good stuff. And then a couple weeks later, they go down to Minute Maid Park in Houston, the site of that Dane Acker no-hitter a couple of years ago. And they play LSU again. Down there, LSU, UCLA, and Tennessee. Big-time event there. They got it's a fun schedule.
Tremendous fun schedule. Trash can facility down there in Houston.
Absolutely. Got a train down there, TJ. So, anyway, that's not far away. We'll take a break. Thursday morning, 405-329-9000. If you'd like to call in, you could text the show. Air Comfort Solutions text line 405-651-3439. We'll be back.
Make the right call for OU coverage in the Sooner State. Lock it on the Ref Sports Radio Network, your home for Sooner fans.
Big Boys Guns, Ammo, and Range is Oklahoma's largest family-owned, climate-controlled gun range. Shop our huge selection of new and used firearms and try before you buy with any of our hundreds of rentals on site. Big Boys Guns offers private lessons and classes for all skill levels at our 24-lane gun range with distances up to 25 yards. While you're there, ask about our many services such as appraisals, cleaning, bore sighting, and more. Just 3 miles west of Will Rogers Airport or at bigboysgunsandammo.com.
This is Teddy Lehman on behalf of my former Sooner teammate Josh Tucker and Roof Tech of Oklahoma. They guarantee the highest quality workmanship in the roofing industry that you won't get anywhere else. Roof Tech is fully insured and regulated by the Oklahoma Construction Industries Board, so if you need help with your roofing needs, call Roof Tech today, 405-703-4245. That's 405-703-4245.
Yeah, hi there. My name is Bob, and I need some help. I haven't filed my taxes in over 5 years. I haven't told my wife about it, and I really need to figure this thing out.
Hi, my husband and I owe about $14,000 in back taxes, and I'm afraid we might end up losing our business. I really don't want that to happen.
I'm Rod Polston, founder at Polston Tax. We get calls like these all the time. Good, hardworking people who don't know where to turn when they're facing tax problems.
Yeah, I've been getting these letters from the IRS. I don't know what I should do.
At Polston Tax, we know what to do when it comes to dealing with the IRS. We've helped more than 2,000 individuals in the last year alone save over $17 million in back taxes. Call us today for a no-risk free consultation so we can develop a plan specifically for you.
Call Polston Tax at 405-928-5597. That's 405-928-5597.
Teddy Lehman.
I thought this was just one of the more fascinating things I've ever seen.
And Tyler McComas.
That to me is just, that's unbelievable.
Telling it like it is, whether it's what you want to hear or not.
This name, image, and likeness deal is a total mess. It's a disaster. It's not good for college football. Maybe it's good for some recruits out there, some players out there. Fine. But this is not going to turn college football into something that people like.
Which one of the two is going to cause more long-term damage? Is it the NIL or is it the transfer portal in the immediate eligibility wherever you want to go with it?
It's probably the NIL, but the combination of the two makes both of them worse.
I know, man.
Right?
So bad.
Teddy Lehman and Tyler McComas, The Rush, weekdays from 2 to 6 p.m. on the home of Sooner fans, The Ref Sports Radio Network.
Oklahoma gymnastics season is back, and we can't wait to see all of our fans in McCaslin Fieldhouse once again. Coach Mark Williams and his squad kick off their home season January 22nd against Air Force. You can also catch home meets this year against Nebraska, Ohio State, and Cal. Season tickets and single meet tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more information, visit Soonersports.com/tickets. Boomer Sooner.
Kick by Hartley, and it is good! It's good!
Hi, I'm Garrett Hartley with the world champion New Orleans Saints. I kicked the winning field goal that put the Saints in the Super Bowl. Because I stayed focused and didn't get distracted, those 1.3 seconds from snap to kick changed my life. Around train tracks, being distracted for even a second can really cost you. So please stay focused near train tracks to stay alive.
Brought to you by Operation Lifesaver.
TJ back with you, T-Row in the morning show. This hour brought to you by RK Black. Your source for the best products from Sharp and Rico. On-site shredding, video surveillance, and more. Check them out. Give them a call, Norman, 405-321-5900, 943-9800 in OKC or rkblack.com. Air Comfort Solutions text line. You guys have been very busy. We're way behind. We will not get to all of
these.
Let's get caught
up.
Our apologies.
Let's get caught up.
Our apologies. Sooners will win home basketball games, 97% chance. Road games, 85% chance. They throw ball away more than six times a game. That's why they lost to the Bears. It was obvious. First half turnovers did get them that deficit, and they never could quite overcome it. So they were better in the second half. But and they needed to rebound better.
Right.
Yes, turnovers.
Right.
Turnovers have to get better.
Well, it's the one real problem. I think they're last in the Big 12 in turnovers. They are shooting at such a high percentage. Top 10 in the country field goal percentage. Number 2 in the nation 2-point field goal percentage. If they would just not give it away so much, you know, if you have 15 turnovers a game, you cut that down to 10, you get 5 more shots. Statistically, 3 of those go in. That's the difference between winning and losing. So the texter hits on a great point. Got to do a better job taking care of the basketball, because when they do get a shot up, they're making it at a tremendous rate.
They also want to know how many fans from Oklahoma will travel the SEC circuit for games traveling out of state. What few home games we'll have, great, but what about road games out of state week after week?
My experience has been that everywhere OU goes, they get great crowds. I have never been anywhere with OU football, in the Big 12 or outside of it, where I haven't been impressed by the number of OU fans. Now, some of those travel. Some of those just come from, you know,
local,
the region.
Where they're at, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You live, you know, I happen to live on the East Coast. I know he's on the East Coast, or I live on the West Coast. I know he's on whatever the case may be. So until proven otherwise, and especially early when it's destinations
new.
Nobody's been to before.
Yes, that was what I was going to say, is like early on, especially the first few years, you're going to see a lot of traveling because they want to check out those destinations.
Yeah, and I think it'll continue because it's going to be so much fun to go to Oxford and Tuscaloosa and Rocky Top. You know, we have giant OU fan base in Knoxville when OU went out there. Had a blast. Can't wait to go again. How many people have talked about can't wait to go again, right? So I'm not worried about that at all. OU fans on the road are amazing. So I think that'll continue. Look at the Alamo Bowl, TJ. They have 40,000 people go to the Alamo Bowl.
Yes, remember the Alamo.
I remember it.
On Twitter, several Oklahoma players trying to get to 10,000 followers. Is there an incentive to get to 10,000?
Yeah, I don't know. When you're not just in general, no, but maybe if you're trying to work an NIL deal, it helps you with some negotiating or something.
Yeah, I think as an influencer, you start hitting levels in social media. So I don't know what those levels are, but I'm also trying to get to 10,000 followers if you would like to go follow me. I'm only, about 7,800 followers short. And I'll be there. I'm closing in, yeah.
I will tell you, you want me to give you the steps of what I made when I went 10, 20, 30? I'm knocking on the door 40 right now, 1,000 followers.
Wow, look at you. Big daddy.
When I got to 10,000 followers, I made nothing. But when I got to 20,000 followers, that's when I made nothing. And then at 30,000, I doubled that. And I'm hoping to get to 40,000, TJ, because that's, I think, when it really kicks in to exponential of nothing.
This is your fault. You've got enough followers that you can be selling yourself on social media.
That's not true. It's because of all those great followers I've sold a bunch of books to. So I shouldn't say that at all.
Yes, absolutely. Missed opportunity the last couple of weeks. Obviously.
Really?
You could have been an influencer for the locksmiths in the country.
I came on here trying to. I should have done it on social media. I came on here giving my guy some love.
Yeah.
What was his name? Hang on. I wrote it down.
Was it Chester?
Simon. At United Locksmith of OKC. You use the name Chester on purpose because you know it gives me haunting flashbacks of my one childhood fight. And that's not very nice of you.
Zero chance.
My family goes, by the way, to Chester's Party Barn once a year out here in Piedmont. It's like a pumpkin patch.
Yes, I've heard of it.
I never go with them. I can't go. No, it's too haunting.
Zero chance OU shows up to Atlanta for the conference championship games like Alabama, LSU, and Georgia.
Fans?
That's what it says.
Or the team.
I don't know. It doesn't say fans. It says zero chance OU.
I think they're talking about fans. Well, not in the numbers because geographically – Atlanta is in Georgia, and Alabama's right there too. But there will be a lot of people that will make their way over there. Now, I wonder if they don't work a deal where Jerry World gets in the mix for that SEC championship game. You know, every other year, every third year, every fourth year.
Yeah, that wouldn't
be
surprising. A&M, Oklahoma, Texas, Arkansas, there's a lot of schools that would benefit from that and like that. So, I mean, they obviously have to get to that game, but I could see that.
I'm just telling you, I've not been in a situation yet where I've said, disappointed in the OU turnout tonight on the road. Never been in that situation.
25 to 30 million spent by Jimbo on the latest class. We are naive to think this isn't going at Bama and other elite schools. This is the reality today. So you, Mitchell.
Okay. All right, Mitchell, thank you.
As I've said for many years.
I wonder where Mitchell got those numbers, by the way. You think it's off the message board?
I don't care where Mitchell got those numbers.
Filed with the IRS or what?
Guess who's always had the most money? Texas and Texas A&M. They've always had the most money.
How are their facilities down there, by the way?
Oh, tremendous facilities.
Huh.
And it has not mattered.
Of all the things I'm looking forward to about being in the SEC, top of the list right there. I can't wait to get down to College Station and check out the facilities.
Yes, absolutely. Victor's upset with us. Victor, we never received a pet of the week, so my apologies. You'll have to wait.
I think we got them all adopted.
Hopefully that's the case for the holidays. Let's see here. That's groundbreaking video that he copied there at USC. Couldn't come up with no more groundbreaking videos.
That's true.
And he was in the transfer portal at the time. There was some things holding that up, I'm sure.
That was a little lazy first.
Very lazy.
First signing day video effort. I do agree. Shockingly, let's just copy what we did at OU.
This says, Teddy made the best point. Who cares if it's QBU anymore? We've been that and haven't won a playoff game.
That's a good point.
That's true.
A good point.
That is true.
Good point.
They will get back to running the football, which will improve the offense.
All right. We have run the football pretty good around here.
Wildcat. Yeah.
Maybe not at the rate some people would like.
Or at the right times.
Maybe at the right times. Yes, I would agree. But Kennedy Brooks, Trey Sermon, Samaje Perine, Joe Mixon, Rodney Anderson. But those guys had big-time careers at OU. So they've run the ball well. But I get what you're saying. Sometimes they've run it right down the field, and then they throw it three times. And you're like, dadgummit, just stick with the run. So in that, we can reach agreement.
Wildcat Chris would like to know, is it possible that Lincoln Riley is a better OC than head coach? The next few years will determine that.
Absolutely, it's possible, yeah.
Does being better in recruiting include keeping players from transferring? Yeah, we kind of hit on that a little bit after we kind of brought that up. Yes,
good point. There's a lot that goes into that recruiting thing there. That retention definitely needs to be a part of that. Transfer portal needs to be a part of it, all that kind of stuff, sure.
Tebow's recruiting was always next year. I don't think he ever finished higher than 8, about where we are today. Yeah, he only had the one top 10 class, I believe. Someone can correct me on that if I'm wrong, but I think that's right. But that's what I said. That's why I'm impressed with what Brent did in the short amount of time that he had
Absolutely.
In saving that class. So
absolutely.
Lincoln's offense started to struggle once he kicked Schmitty out. Our O-line got a lot worse because of it. I think that'll be our difference in our offense. Strength and conditioning, yes.
O-line did dip the last couple of years. I will agree there.
I am 100% convinced the strength and conditioning will be better than what it was.
Yeah. You've entered a topic that makes me chuckle, so let's just move on.
Vinny Wiley didn't work those guys out. Didn't hold them accountable. Let them walk out on workouts. Come on.
There was not enough puking going on.
No.
There was not enough almost dying going on.
They knew the color of their puke. They said, red Gatorade. You don't know when it's Schmitty puke.
We were lifting Nerf weights. Under Benny Wiley, they weren't even real weights, I think. I don't even know. I mean, it's just very controversial, TJ.
You got to show up to lift those weights in order for those weights to be effective. That's all I'm saying.
That's right. That's right.
One more here. Kel Gundy's offense at the Alamo Bowl was better than Lincoln Riley's offense all year. Better prepared, better play calling, and overall better scheme. LR was a great OC, but was unable to be a head coach and OC, and they both suffered.
Kel did a great job. Alamo Bowl did a great job. We'll take a break. Back with more of your thoughts next.
From Norman to Lawton to Clinton to Oklahoma City to Tulsa and beyond, the Ref Radio Sports Network has the Sooner State covered. And when you're away, never miss a second with the Sports Talk 1400 app.
Your 23rd ranked Oklahoma women's basketball team is back at home and ready to continue Big 12 conference play in front of the Sooner Nation. Join us at the LNC this Wednesday, January 5th at 6 p.m. as they look to continue their 9-game winning streak against the 12th ranked Iowa State Cyclones. Groups of 10 or more are eligible for discounted tickets all season long. For tickets and more information, visit Soonersports.com/tickets. Boomer Sooner.
Oh, hail no.
Oh, what the hail arena do now?
Well, we can't let our roof go to hail.
Oh, hey, neighbors. Oh, that was one hail of a storm. Wonder how everyone made out.
Yeah, we're going to have to get our roof inspected.
That's not a bad idea.
Don't let your roof go to hail. Get a free inspection from Whitney Roofing and Guttering today. Contact the pros, WhitneyRoofingandGuttering.com. Act fast. Many insurance companies will cover a full replacement within the first year after storm damage. Call Whitney Roofing and Guttering, 405-229-3551.
More Norman Technology Center is a leader in workforce development for Oklahoma. High school students involved in technical education show strong graduation rates and are ready for employment in industry, for college, or both. Each year, over 90% of MNTC graduates work in their chosen fields and quickly begin contributing to Oklahoma's tax base. Your MNTC investment continually generates solid returns for your community and for the state. Call 405-801-5000 to learn more about More Norman Technology Center elevating our economy.
When we look back, let's be proud of what we've become. Stronger and wiser, more caring and patient, more prepared and more resilient than ever before. At First United Bank, we're here to help make sure that when we look back, we'll see that we not only survived, but that we're ready to thrive. And that's something we can all look forward to.
The Sooners are Alamo Bowl champs, and nobody brought you better coverage all season long than The Ref.
OU and Tulane will be played in Norman this week.
Hey, this is Caleb Williams' team now. This is Caleb Williams' team.
I'm not going to be the next head coach at LSU.
You've heard the news by now. Lincoln is off to USC. That is happening. Who is OU's next head coach going to be? We're going to try to figure that out.
We will be bringing you nonstop coverage of the new head football coach at the University of Oklahoma, Brent Venables.
Caleb Williams releases a statement, said that he has entered the transfer portal.
Dylan Gabriel's objective in entering the transfer portal in the first place was to reunite with Jeff Levy, and now you got Gabriel set to come to the University of Oklahoma.
This is your home for Sooner fans.
There's only one.
There's only one.
There's only one.
Ref Sports Radio Network.
People are always looking to invest in a good opportunity. So what if you could invest in the future of kids, like a stock? Not the kind of stock that's about making money, but a stock for social change, called Better Futures. With your investment, it helps students like me go to college. My name is Charles, and I'm your dividend.
Invest in better futures with UNCF. Visit uncf.org/invest. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Fowler Automotive believes that art, culture, and thriving places are at the heart of a thriving community. It is important to Fowler that they build up the communities that their dealerships call home. Some of the current sponsorships they're supporting include McKinley Elementary's Move-A-Thon, the Legacy Rotary Norman Car Show, Momentum 2021 for the Oklahoma Visual Arts Coalition, and Mills on Wheels Norman. Help us support these great events by visiting FowlerAuto.com.
Here's the bottom line on all the comparisons we did for me. You know, if you missed it earlier in the show, TJ and I kind of each went through percentage chances OU will be better defensively under Venables than under Grinch. He said 100%. I said 100%. Percentage chance OU would be better offensively under Levy than Riley. TJ said 70%. I said 50%. Percentage chance OU'd be better in recruiting under the new regime than the old regime. TJ said 90% chance. I said 75%. Both of us are saying they're going to be better recruiting. And the percentage chance OU will be better with Dylan Gabriel at quarterback this year than Caleb Williams at quarterback this year. TJ said 15%. I said 55%. I think Gabriel's, I like his knowledge in the passing game and abilities. But the bottom line to all of it for me is this. I think Oklahoma is better positioned now than before to win a national championship, to compete for national championships, because they are going to be anchored going forward in defensive excellence, and they are going to be a significantly tougher football team, which is vital every year, but is especially going to be vital when they go into their new conference. So you can say, well, are they going to score more points or score less points? Are they going to get more five stars, less five stars, all that kind of stuff? Maybe it's better one year, maybe it's not quite as good one year, and the point outcome, all that kind of stuff. The bottom line for me is they have upgraded. Oklahoma has upgraded, regardless of what the national media is aware of or thinks. In my opinion, and I think you agree, TJ, over the last month, with what Joe Castiglione has done in going and getting Brent Venables, and not just the hiring of Jeff Levy, but the rest of the staff, Todd Bates is a big-time get. I think he's going to open never-before-seen doors in the southeastern United States to some Oklahoma talent. They are going to be a program now that instead of being anchored in trying to outscore people is going to be anchored in defense, elite defense. And because of Venables and Schmitty and the attitude of this place now, it's going to be a much tougher program. So that's nothing groundbreaking at all, I know, but that's just kind of where I wrap it all up with saying that.
Elite, suffocating, relentless defense.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what Brent Venables said at his introductory event,
TJ. That's right. Right out of the coach's mouth.
Now, the bad news for you is this. When Oklahoma makes the move to the SEC, you're going to have to make a choice. Because there are going to be days when Oklahoma and Alabama are going to play each other.
There is no choice to be made. How many times do I have to stress this
with you?
Your
worlds are going to collide.
You are ridiculous with this angle.
Remember that
Continue to be ridiculous if you want. I'll know one
Seinfeld
thing when Oklahoma
episode.
And Alabama play. I'll be cheering for Oklahoma, but the better radio call is Eli Gold. That's what I know. How about that?
Well, that's true. That's 100% accurate. You remember that old Seinfeld episode where Elaine wants to become friends with Susan and George panics because he doesn't want his worlds to collide?
I don't want the worlds to collide.
That's what's happening here with you.
No questioning
Oklahoma's
who I'll be
moved
cheering
to the
for.
SEC, your worlds are about to collide.
No.
You had your I can cheer for OU world, and I can put on my Alabama boxers.
I don't
world,
have Alabama boxers. You're really upsetting me,
there.
Jerry.
Tuscaloosa, TJ. They're going to live right there together now, and it's going to cause quite a dilemma. Quite a dilemma. Anyway. But that's not for you to worry about quite yet, okay? Because it hadn't happened yet. When is it going to happen,
not,
by the way?
I'm not concerned about
it. I got asked about that again yesterday on the Orlando radio station. When is OU going to the SEC?
Well, I was hoping.
What's my answer supposed to be? Here?
I was hoping next season, but now that we're into the 2022 year, I have less hope of that. So
year?
I think 2023. I just can't see them dragging this thing out the full term. So I think I'm still hopeful for this year, but I'm probably leaning more 2023 at this point.
Yeah. You know what I'm really excited about? I think I've said this before, but you know what I'm really excited about? Is baseball in the SEC. I'm excited about football, don't get me wrong. But, man, that is going to be epic, TJ, isn't it?
It's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of great environments for you to call games in.
Yeah!
I'll say Skip needs to crank it up. I would be more concerned about competition level in baseball than football and making that jump, so... But you're right. I mean, the environments, the facilities that you're going to get to go see, the ballparks you're going to get to go see, you're going to have a lot of fun on those road trips.
Yeah, no, I'm. You're right. I'm not worried about that. OU's not going to live in the SEC and be content with having the worst ballpark or second worst ballpark.
Right.
You know, Missouri's is pretty bad, but somebody's going to step up, and we're going to get this thing done, and it's going to be made nice again. And I think this is the greatest kick in the pants to get that done, to be honest with you, is because we're going to be if Eldell Mitchell is in its current state, when we go to the SEC, it's going to be pretty embarrassing. So I think that, you know, somebody's going to make sure that that isn't the case. So we're also not going to go into that conference and finish dead last. Nobody's going to let that happen either. So OU baseball has a proud championship tradition. And yes, absolutely, they're going to have to step it up to compete in that conference. There is zero doubt about that. But, I mean, come on. Going to Oxford, going to Starkville, going to Gainesville, going to College Station. Have you seen the stadium down in College Station, TJ? It's
unbelievable
facility
it's beautiful.
They got down
yes.
there. Arkansas was over there last year. I mean, they absolutely pack the places for baseball there. They are head over heels into it. It's going to be a lot of fun. I cannot wait. So, anyway, break time. Same with softball. I mean, Plank said it for the same thing in softball when they go. You guys know that too. Chris Plank joins us next. Back after this.
New coach, new year, same great Sooner coverage.
This is the Ref Radio Sports Network.
Holy hail damage! Are you or your loved ones looking for a trustworthy and affordable roofing company after the storms? Look no further than Elite Roofing Systems. A sooner-born, sooner-bred, locally-owned roofing company, Elite Roofing has been helping homeowners and commercial property owners across the greater OKC area get beautiful, functional roofing systems at reasonable rates. Call Craig Cox and the team at Elite Roofing Systems today at 405-361-3094 for a free evaluation and estimate today.
Do you know after a disaster strikes, if you don't take the right steps, you could sign away a large amount of your insurance claim to the wrong company? It's your insurance claim. You've paid a lifetime for it, and you are most vulnerable when disaster strikes. Don't let anyone start work immediately on your property until you know what to do next. Your insurance claim and future depend on it. You need a company to help point you in the right direction. 405-735-5510. Brown O'Haver has been the name to trust since 1988, working for you, not the insurance company.
Big Boys Guns, Ammo, and Range is Oklahoma's largest family-owned, climate-controlled gun range. Shop our huge selection of new and used firearms and try before you buy with any of our hundreds of rentals on site. Big Boys Guns offers private lessons and classes for all skill levels at our 24-lane gun range with distances up to 25 yards. While you're there, ask about our many services such as appraisals, cleaning, bore sighting, and more. Just 3 miles west of Will Rogers Airport or at BigBoysGunsAndAmmo.com.
Reliable, fast, affordable. OEC Fiber was founded on the same principles that brought us OEC 85 years ago. We are reinvesting in Oklahoma by bringing high-speed fiber services to your homes, businesses, and schools. Make sure to visit us today at oecfiber.com to get started. OEC Fiber, we're taking internet, phone, and TV services where no one else will.
Hello, Cleveland County, and hello, sports fans. I'm Randy Gardner, President and CEO for Cleveland County Habitat for Humanity. I'm super excited by our newest grant through the Oklahoma Community Cares Partner Program. Why am I so excited? This grant allows us to help people, and we love helping people. Do you have more questions than answers about managing money? Do you often wonder how you're going to pay your monthly bills? Do you find yourself making tough decisions, diapers or rent, food or utilities? Through this grant, we are developing a no-cost financial literacy training program. Want to learn more? Visit cchfh.org.
Hey, Oklahoma friends, let me tell you a little something about Right Way Insurance. They're an independent insurance company, which means they work for you. They can use their network of providers to search for better coverage and a better deal for your insurance policy. Give Right Way Insurance a call today at 405-607-6014. That's 405-607-6014 to find better, more affordable home and auto insurance. That's Right Way Insurance, 405-607-6014.
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Why do you move? For health, strength, endurance, power, love. There are a million reasons why we move, and every one of them matters. Let us at Ortho Central help keep you moving. Ortho Central is proud to welcome sports medicine physician Aaron Smathers and joint replacement specialist Jeremiah Maupin to the team, and they're now taking appointments. For more information, call 405-360-6764. Ortho Central, it's in our bones to take care of yours.
How about some new Sooner gear for the new year? You will find it all at Balfour of Norman on Historic Campus Corner. Locally owned for more than 45 years, Jerry and Libby would like to say thank you to our many loyal customers. Basketball season is in full swing, and you can support the Sooners with a new shirt, hat, or maybe a jacket to keep you nice and warm. With OU baseball and softball just around the corner, they have just what you need for a game or just saying, I am a Sooner fan. Go to Balfour or shop online at crimsonproud.com, where you will find everything Sooner.
Needing a fresh start in 2022? How about a new year, a new you, and some new shoes? Hey, it's Chris Plank from Brown Shoe Fit in Norman. Go see my guy Steve and his knowledgeable team that can help fit you with the right shoe to jumpstart your new year of health and wellness. Whether it's for running, walking, hiking, or just everyday comfort, they carry the biggest and best brands for everyone in the family, like Hoka, New Balance, Brooks, Birkenstocks, and Clarks. Go by Brown's Shoe Fit to get your perfect fit at 2427 West Main Street in Norman behind Chick-fil-A next to Hobby Lobby.
Recapping the headline story today, I did not lock my keys in the car yesterday. One day in a row. We welcome in now Chris Plank for the crossover brought to you by the Cleveland County Family YMCA. Good morning, Plank.
Very understood. You know, I kind of slept in the last couple of days. Did you have an incident after the Baylor game?
How you doing today, Plank?
Okay, sorry. We'll talk about it later. My bad. Yeah, I'm good, dude. I'm good, dude. I'm ready to roll. I'm ready for the weekend. I'm ready to watch OU Iowa State. A little frustrated last night with the women's game, but you know, this is a team that's grown, so we're good. We're good. It's all good. It's all good. Two big games in a row, huh? Was it the same thing? Was it in the backpack in the back seat?
Same thing.
I completely missed this. I swear to God, I completely missed
it. I'm laughing at him because, no, it's the same exact thing. Westheimer threw the bag in, shut it. Get this, Plank, though. He didn't want anyone to know, Porter or Kevin Henry or anyone. So he
We've
acted
already
like,
talked about all this.
He acted like he had to go to the bathroom and went back inside so they would all leave and wouldn't know he locked his keys in the car.
That's why I stayed there with him whenever we – well, I stayed there with him because it's my boy. But I've done that at least five times. I really have. It's like I always put my fob. Ethan from the women's basketball team had to drive me home one morning at 2 a.m. when we got back from West Virginia, and I'm standing outside my house knocking on a window. It's like, hey, I'm here. So, yeah, I've done it. No shame, man. It happens. Though I will say in the latest edition of Tell Me You're Rich Without Telling Me You're Rich was Gabe Eichert standing around after the Alamo Bowl saying, I didn't even know you could do this. I didn't know you could lock your key in your car anymore. So that was pretty funny.
Have a helicopter service you could call to pick you up in such a situation?
So you don't have
I don't have a helicopter.
Person that holds your keys for you while you're at the game?
What about your chauffeur? Why can't you call him? I know.
Can I tell you my favorite part? Of the Alamo Bowl night.
Stop with the OnStar text. He doesn't have it, people. We've been over this.
Yeah, no, and I'm explaining that right now. Stop with the OnStar text. Is Teddy saying, call OnStar, and we go through the whole process, and I'm watching it, you know, and I'm seeing it play out, and I see him on the phone, and it's yeah. And then all of a sudden there's a pause, and then he goes, wait, are you calling a locksmith? So it's, we all think that they're magically going to hit this button and get us out, and then come to realize they're doing
what we did
in the first place.
I love Teddy Lehman like crazy, and one of my favorite attributes is he goes into every single conversation on the phone, in person or otherwise, skeptical of what's about to come out of the other person's mouth.
What are you talking about?
Is this a scam? I asked him because Teddy, TJ, you'll love us. Teddy footed the bill for the, by the way, Ted, I've got the check in the mail. It's on its way to you. For the locksmith, because my credit card was also locked in the bag.
Right.
My wallet was in the bag, too. So he paid for it and everything. And I said, I had my phone. I said, well, you got Venmo? I can pay you right now. And as soon as it was coming out of my mouth, I was like, this is the stupidest thing I've ever asked.
Venmo's for the Russians, Toby.
Yeah, of course I don't have Venmo. Nobody's going to steal my money.
No.
I could have probably played him. I wish if I had had cryptocurrency, TJ, I probably could have paid him in that. But anyway, it was quite a night.
Okay,
yes, I did it again. I did it again, Plank.
I did it back to back things too. I think I got lucky that I have this little pad where I memorize my thing, and then if I forget my little code that I memorized, I made my daughter memorize it so I can call her and she can tell me as well. So that shows you how concerned I am about my memory right now. Hey, a question that I have for you.
Yep.
Just
go ahead.
Real quick on the random. We got time here. Okay. I've got a hypothetical situation that I need both of y'all's opinion on. I'm going to try to keep this vague.
I'm ready.
But if you had planned a trip to celebrate, say, somebody's signature birthday, let's just keep it generic, 30, 40, 50, whatever it is.
Okay.
Right. And as you're preparing to go on that trip, the person whose birthday you're celebrating can't go. Mm-hmm. Let's say maybe they get sick or their family gets sick, right?
Right.
Do you still go on said trip, even though they can't go?
Yes. Uh-uh. Yeah. If you got it budgeted in, you've already planned it. Okay. Unless that person is your significant other.
Is it paid for? Right. Yeah. Is it your wife we're talking about here?
I'm only speaking in generics here
okay.
on this.
And what I'm saying, Chris, is
if it's a trip without your wife,
right? You can't go without
matter.
The spouse. But if it's the two of you and it was a couple's thing for a birthday and they have to bail, you're
That's
good
right.
to go, man. You're good to go.
That's right.
Well, this
That's
is
right.
also someone who left their mother-in-law on a gurney in the airport. So I've got to.
Yeah. That's right.
You're darn right. I'm going on my trip.
But no. It's not me. It's my wife, and it was her sister's birthday, and she.
Oh, you're
go.
Good. No,
and
you
then
gotta
they
go.
All went. Okay, all right. Because I was kind of trying to play the man. I can't believe you're going. Now this leaves me in Mr. Mom mode, so maybe that's part of it. But you're saying that.
Oh, you're not going. Your wife went anyway, even though her sister's
Correct.
Birthday.
Correct.
I got
gotcha.
You.
Yes. Sorry, I tried to
and
play.
Who else went?
And I realized everyone went except for my sister-in-law. Bless her heart.
They'll do that thing that ladies do. They'll go on the trip and leave a spot for her in a booth and like act like she's there invisibly and like, we're celebrating you now.
Yeah, exactly. I'm on my second margarita thinking of you. You know, it's like,
exactly.
Kids throwing up everywhere. Okay. So you're both
that's
saying.
Hilarious.
Chris has
yeah,
to make lunches and he's upset that she went. That's what this is.
I'm cutting Crest on peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and I'm like, where are you? Okay.
You were definitely asking the wrong person by asking TJ. Like, his mother-in-law was in cardiac arrest, and he was getting on the plane anyway, so.
There's some great stories on this show. There's some great. That might go down as one of the all-time best. Are you
We'll miss you.
Okay, listen.
Let us know what hospital you're in.
You guys are exaggerating the truth.
Chris, have a good show today.
Toby, I'll talk to you in a bit for the podcast.
All right, sounds good. Thanks to you fine folks for listening. I'm getting a haircut today. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Football. You love it. We love it. You live it. We live it. You need it? We got it. Nobody covers college football better. The Rush.
Right here on the Ref Sports Radio Network.
Sports Talk 1400 AM, KREF, Norman, Moore, Oklahoma City, and 99.3 FM, K257DA. The Ref Sports Radio Network.
Pizza Hut has put a full court press on your game day needs. Let us feed your team with one of Pizza Hut's big dinner boxes. Start with two oven fresh one top medium pizzas, then add five breadsticks or your choice of pasta or delicious wings. Or go wild and add a third medium one topping pizza. Finding yourself in more of a one-on-one situation? Then our any pizza offer is for you. Get a large pizza up to five toppings for just $11.99 when you carry out. Pizza Hut, the official pizza of the Sooners.
Yeah, hi there. My name is Bob, and I need some help. I haven't filed my taxes in over 5 years. I haven't told my wife about it, and I really need to figure this thing out.
Hi. My husband and I owe about $14,000 in back taxes, and I'm afraid we might end up losing our business. I really don't want that to happen.
I'm Rod Polston, founder at Polston Tax. We get calls like these all the time. Good, hardworking people who don't know where to turn when they're facing tax problems.
Yeah, I've been getting these letters from the IRS. I don't know what I should do.
At Polston Tax, we know what to do when it comes to dealing with the IRS. We've helped more than 2,000 individuals in the last year alone save over $17 million in back taxes. Call us today for a no-risk free consultation so we can develop a plan specifically for you.
Call Polston Tax at 405-928-5597. That's 405-928-5597.
Teddy Lehman.
I thought this was just one of the more fascinating things I've ever seen.
And Tyler McComas.
That to me is just, that's unbelievable.
Telling it like it is, whether it's what you want to hear or not.
I think there's some truth to that, but I still think you're a total homer, but right, I think there is some truth to that.
Teddy Lehman and Tyler McComas, The Rush, weekdays from 2 to 6 p.m. on the home of Sooner fans, The Ref Sports Radio Network.
Why do you move? For health, strength,